It is good to see you this morning, and it's good to be back from vacation and just be in the presence of God. And I'm very thankful this morning that the good thing is that when we gather in His name, He's in the midst of us. Amen. And so this morning, we're going to rejoice and we're going to be glad that God is with us and that He's touching our lives. And He's just here to bless you and touch you. So let's just make sure that we worship Him with an open heart today and believe Him for anything that we have need of. Amen? Because He's a good and loving God. So let's worship Him this morning.
Streets of gold, I'll sing of how you say. sing.
Sorry, it went all crazy.
It might not be on key, but it's from now. No one else can tell him what the Lord has done for me. It's my take on take, so I better start right now. And it might get loud. It's coming down, down, down. It might get loud. It might get loud. If it's coming down, down, down. It might get loud. It might get loud. If it's coming down, down, down. It might get loud. You sing it.
Doesn't take
More than I could imagine. For me, that my Savior came. I just wanna speak the name of Jesus. Speak the holy name. that family member that's been on your heart. Maybe there's a trial or situation or circumstance that you've been in. And we're going to sing this again. And I want you to shout. Because the Bible says he inhabits the praises of his people. Are you going to sit and allow the enemy just to walk over you? Are you going to use the power that God has placed inside of you by the precious name of Jesus Christ? Are you going to let him watch? You're going to watch him just take your kids or take your family? No. Jehoshaphat sent in the worshipers. He sent in those that he knew would praise him. He knew would uplift his name. He knew would use the name of Jesus. So we're going to sing this again. And I want you to sing it like you've never sang it before.
Vacation's great, but this right here, there is nothing that can touch it.
Yeah.
Getting to stand in the presence of God and worship him. Amen. Feel his presence, feel his anointing, feel him falling, feeling him touching people's lives and changing them. These are just songs we sing just to sing. And when you clap, you're not clapping for this band like you would at a regular concert. You are praising the God of the Most High. Amen. Amen. He is worthy. He is worthy of it all. Amen. I was watching something the other day, and it was biblical based. And it was, I can't even think of her name now. But the Lord came, and she had demons, and he set her free. And it was a live version of the word. And the change, the girl was such a great actress. The change from when she had demons, and the change that she said, when Jesus, and it was Jesus that had come to her, and she said, I don't know, but all I know is he came to me, and I was one way before, and then after, I'm different.
Hallelujah.
Amen. How many of us can relate that I don't know, but I know I'm not the same? I know that what I'm going through and what I'm doing now and how the peace I feel, and that no matter what comes through, it's just not the same. He has changed me forever. He is so good.
Hallelujah.
He is so good.
Praise God.
Woo!
Amen.
Well, we did miss you.
Yes, we did miss you.
And I have a son that doesn't answer my calls. I don't care if you were asleep. You wake up. That's right. You're my boy. You wake up. No, it was fine. We just had a relaxing time. And
yes, we did.
You were looking at a member of the first week volleyball championship team. Just telling you. No, we have a good time. And your pastor, man, he's out there hitting that ball, responding, reacting. His little, what do you call that? What do you call that? Like when you hit, like you respond really quick. Reflex. He was doing it.
Yeah.
And then he stopped doing it. I put him on the other team. No. No. We missed y'all.
Yeah. We had a good time.
To be home.
But we were glad to be home.
Yeah.
Getting used to the cold again. Hallelujah.
And y'all, people were texting me on Sunday after we left telling me that I was at fault for the weather.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I did.
Yeah.
No. You better talk to Jesus. That's how I know. I
yes,
didn't mean
you
to.
Did.
But listen, the rest of this time that we're here, it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Like the weather's good. So we're good, right? It was just a week. Wasn't it just a week of bad weather?
Hallelujah.
Okay,
praise
so
God.
We had the women's breakfast yesterday. I heard it went very well.
Good.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jeannie did a good job. Thank you, Jeannie. Y'all have to remember, listen, make it to those women's breakfasts. It's not just one person preaching to you or talking to you all the time. It's one person bringing the word forth, and it's a different person every time. And then it's the group discussing what we just heard and how it hit us. And testimonies and just encouragements and just reaching out to somebody who may need an encouragement. Amen. So come on out for them. They're the first Saturday of every month at 9:00.
Amen.
Amen. And they're awesome. And so you guys have the men's one coming up.
But they had one while we were gone.
They did.
And they said it went very well. So we're glad about that. And, we're glad to get the men together, and we'll do it again here in the month of February.
The third Saturday.
Yep, and it'll be good.
Amen. What time?
Amen. 9:00.
Where?
At the Plaza.
Okay. Well, I heard them saying, I was in and out watching y'all. Yeah, and they said, you'll fill them in when you came. So I was making sure you filled them in.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And then this Thursday, we have Mark Dunphy with us, which we're Brother Mark Dunphy. It's just family, and we just love him and Sister Debbie, and we can't wait for them to come.
That's
we're excited
be a
to
good
even
night.
See them. Yeah, so we're excited for that.
He'll definitely have a word for us, so we definitely want as many people here as possible this Thursday because he's going to minister to us and have a good word from God just for this house that's going to be specific to us, and it's going to be good. So we want you to be here, and God's going to bless it. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you done?
I left. I'm done.
You left me?
Yep.
Hallelujah.
I'm still kind of on vacation.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm not used to her not being by my side since I've been on vacation. Hallelujah. We got to
I'm glad to be home, y'all.
We got to sit in the sun a little bit and just had a good time, and God was good. Amen? So I guess at this time, we're going to let these children go to children's church. Hallelujah. And get their day started and have a good time together. Praise God. They're going to hear about Jesus back there, and it's going to be good. Hallelujah. And the Bible says in Malachi chapter 10, or chapter 3, verse 10, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruits before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. So the Lord wants us in a tithing relationship with him and a giving covenant with him, so that he can be the one that is the protector of our lives. Amen. He wants to protect your stuff. He wants to protect your life. He wants to give you favor, and he wants to rebuke the devourer on your behalf. So he wants to make sure that he's keeping Satan out of your life. Amen. And he wants to protect you and keep you. So we want to make sure that we're tithing and giving, knowing that God will open up the windows of heaven for us. Amen. And knowing that he will do great things on our behalf. So this morning, we're just going to come and give to the Lord, and we're just going to bring our tithes and offerings to him, and we're just going to open our heart up and let the Lord move on our behalf and do all these things that he says he will do. And all nations shall call us blessed. Amen? Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just pray over tithes and offerings this morning, Father, that as people come and they give, Lord, that you're touching whatever they do, Father God. Lord, that they're allowing the supernatural to come involved in their lives, Father God, and they're allowing you to touch what they have, Father. And Lord, you're going to extend the life of what they have, Father, and you're going to be able to meet bills and anticipate things, Father, and you're going to bless them and keep them, Father God. And Lord, you're going to open up the windows of heaven and open up doors of opportunity for them, and you're just going to bless them, Father. And Lord, I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bring your tithes and offerings to the front. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm just rejoicing in the goodness of the Lord. Amen. I tell you what, he's so faithful, isn't he? Hallelujah. You know, I thank God for what he's done, and I look around and I see people, and I know that we have been touched by the Lord. Amen. I know that he's intervened for us and he's worked on our behalf. Amen. And I just thankful to the Lord for what he's done for me. Amen. I thank God for the miracle he's done in me. Amen. Because I have been feeling like myself and just being who I am in him, and just thankful to the Lord for all that he does. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And one thing I'm thankful for is that I am a part of a loving church family. Amen. And this morning, I'm going to talk a little bit about that, just because of the goodness of God, and because I feel like that I'm blessed because this church prayed for me. Amen. And I just thank God for the goodness of God and for his greatness. Amen. And for what he says and for what he does. So I'm just going to sit here and read out of the Bible what the Lord says about the house of God. Amen. And it says in Isaiah 56, even in verse 7, even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon my altar, for mine house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. Amen. And I thank God for the church. Amen. And I thank God for the church that's working throughout all the nations of the world. Amen. Because I thank God that each of us in cities can find what we have here. We have a church family. Amen. And we come together as a group and we get to come and worship God and we get to see God touch our lives. Amen. And we get to experience Him and get to rejoice in Him and we get to be a part of a house of prayer. Amen. And we get to be a part of something that happens for the goodness of God to touch our lives. Amen. And I thank God for the fact that each of us, you know, I was thinking even while we were on vacation, I saw some prayer requests. And of course, we prayed for you guys. And while we're there, believe you me, we take opportunity to pray for people while we're on vacation. Amen. And so we were thanking God for those opportunities. We got to pray for someone that was having breast cancer and someone got sick while we were there. And we just got to pray for people over different stuff and all kinds of stuff. And we thank God for those opportunities. Amen. And I thank God that He answers our prayer. Amen. I look around right now and I see where God has intervened and God has turned some things around. Amen. And He's made something different than the outcome of what people thought it was going to be. Amen. And I thank God that He's done that for me. Amen. And I stand here with you rejuvenated and I'm thankful for the goodness of God. And I'm feeling strong in the Lord. Amen. And we're glad about that. Amen. And we're just going to continue to thank God for what He's going to do and how He's going to work on us. Amen. But the house of prayer for God is something that He established even when He brought the people out of Egypt. One of the main reasons He wanted to bring them out of Egypt was so that He could discover a place for them and create a sanctuary for them. And Moses even told Pharaoh that. He said, listen, we have to take everything with us. Amen. He said, we need everything. We need our wives, our children, and our animals and everything because we don't know what it's going to take to serve God. Amen. But we know that we're going to get the opportunity to serve Him and come into a sanctuary where He's going to bless us. Amen. And so I thank God that God meant for us to be a part of the body of Christ and to come into a church family. Amen. And I thank God for that. Amen. I'm going to read something to you in the book of Hebrews, hallelujah, chapter 10 and verse 23 here. And it says this, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. Amen. And I want you to know something, that we're together as a church family because we can build each other's faith. Amen. I tell you what, it does me good every Sunday when I come to church and I see you guys come in. It's just refreshing for my faith. Amen. It builds me up to see you being built up in the Lord. It builds me up to see you just walking out your salvation. Amen. I've had people tell us over the years, oh, Pastor, I wish I could do something for you guys. And I like to tell people, you can live for the Lord. I tell you what, there's nothing more you can do for us than fulfill your destiny. Amen. There's nothing that excites us more than we see people walking with the Lord and staying consistent and overcoming battles and fighting through this thing called life on the walk of faith. Amen. It gets us exciting. It gets us stirred up. And I thank God for every one of you who have challenged yourself to not give up and to walk your walk. Amen. And I thank God for you. And I thank God for your faithfulness and for your consistency. And I just want to see us keep it up. Amen. For He is faithful that has promised us. Amen. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Amen. I thank God for you and for all the things that you do within the church. Amen. I thank God for the door greeters and the people that work in children's church and the people that are a part of prayer. Intercessory prayer goes on every Wednesday starting at 5 o'clock. And I encourage you to come out and be a part of that. And I just want to thank you for the efforts that you put forth in fulfilling your purpose within the church. Amen. And I thank God for those kinds of things. But the Bible says here that we should provoke each other unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. And so much the more as we see the day approaching. Amen. Listen to me. I tell you what. It's important for your walk to have a corporate relationship with a fellow believers. Listen, I tell you what, the Bible says, study to show yourself approved. Amen. and we have to give an account. We are personally held responsible for our relationship with God, amen? And we're going to be judged on that, amen? But one thing the Lord has given us is a church body to come together so that we can worship Him and get that corporate effort into our lives so we can be re-energized and we can be strengthened for when we go out on our own, amen? And the Lord brings us together so that we can have these things and we can work together as a church body, amen? And God wants us to be together like that. And it says, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together. I thank God that we get to go on vacation and we enjoy it. But I got to tell you that one thing I think about when I'm on vacation is you guys. And one thing I thank God that we get to come back for is to come together with you guys. And not just because I'm preaching up here. I'm just glad to be a part of a church family. Amen. And I tell you what, that we're on vacation, I begin to miss you guys. You know, when we miss a Sunday, I miss you. And we miss you guys, even though we're enjoying ourselves and it's fun in the sun. And I thank God for that time. And I got myself a nice tan. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You guys are laughing, but I'm telling you, I can show you my tan line. Because I'm a few shades darker. Amen. And it's good, and I have a good time. But I also tell you that I do think of you guys, and we do miss being with you, and we miss that godly fellowship, amen? Because there's something about being in a corporate setting that strengthens you in a way that you can't do on your own, amen? I like it when I meet people that tell me they love God, and I tell them, do you have a church family? And they're like, well, you know, well, no. No, you got to have a church family because there's things that I'm going to preach on or that a pastor is going to preach on that's going to help you in your life. Amen. They're going to bring challenge and strength to you. And sometimes we just need to come into the setting of worship and be refreshed. Amen. We have weeks where we've been out there fighting in the world system and fighting and doing and witnessing and doing all those good things. Well, when we get to come into the house of God, it's a time for refortification, amen? And it's a time for us to come in and get blessed, and it's a time for us to come in and feel the rejoicing of other people and just to get to minister to each other and just to be in a group setting and let the corporate anointing of God come in. Remember, the Lord says this, when two or three gather in my name, there I am in the midst of them, amen? So when we have a place set together for God, listen, His presence is in this sanctuary before we come in, amen? And His presence is with us while we're in this worship time together in a way that it's not always when we're outside of here, amen? Even though we have our individual relationship with God and we feel His presence at home and when we pray and those types of things, there's just something different about coming in and being amongst the corporate body of people that are worshiping God and just have those moments during worship and those moments during preaching that just are touching our lives. Amen? And I tell you what, we want to make sure that as the body of Christ, as we are in this world and this world is changing every day, I want to make sure that you don't give up your faith. Amen? And you don't give up your commitment no matter how much it takes to come out and be a part of the body of Christ. I want you to know that you have a responsibility to come out and do your part. Amen? Listen, we need you. Amen? Well, Pastor, I really don't do anything except for come to church. Hey, that's a good place to start, amen? And I tell you what, you're an encouragement to us, amen? I'm telling you, you're an encouragement to each other. When you see each other come in, doesn't it do something good for your heart? Aren't there people that you just are glad to see on a Sunday morning, amen? And you're just glad to be out in the fellowship of the brethren, amen? And this is something that God created, amen? When He put us together, He knew what He was doing, amen? Because He wants us to be in a position where we see each other and we're around each other and where we get to be in a position where people are together, amen? And I want you to see something here in the book of Ephesians. We're just going to read something here that the Bible says. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, it says, that Jesus, when He went up, there were some things that He did. And it says here that He descended into the same also that ascended up far above into the heavens that He might fill all things. And He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, and to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. I want you to know something, that God has given us some gifts that we're only going to experience inside the church. And he said that the men and women that come and preach to us, pastors, apostles, prophets, evangelists, that they come for the perfecting of the saints. Amen? Just like this, we're glad about having Brother Mark Dunphy come in because he's an evangelist and he's going to deposit something in us and it's going to help us grow. Amen? And so when we have guest speakers in, so to speak, even when we had people speaking this week while we were gone, it was for your benefit. Amen? It's a part of growing us. It's a part of us being exposed to what God has for us. Amen? And there are some of these things that we can only get by being inside the church. Amen? And these are gifts that are purposely sent by God through Jesus Christ. It's a part of what he paid a price for us to be able to have a church where people can come in and minister in these capacities and be able to touch our lives. Amen? And we just want to make sure that we're available to do these things. Amen? And each one of you, I want you to know something. You have gifts and calls and purposes in you. Each and every one of you that are here, there are things that you can do and should be doing. Amen? And we want to give you an opportunity to make sure that you come and that make sure that you use your gifts and talents for the body of Christ. Amen? There may be some things that you're called to do within the church. Like we got the door greeting team, and we got ushers, and we got the worship team, and we got the teaching kids team, and we got the teen team, and we got different places for people to come up, and we got the cleaning team, and all these things are available for us to do what? Yeah, we have the maintenance team, hallelujah. And we have these things available for you to use your gifts and talents that are for the Lord, amen? And each one of you have an opportunity to be involved in these things. And if I'm stirring your heart right now and there's something you want to be involved in, just come and see us after church or see me or get a hold of me. And I tell you what, I'll connect you to the right people and you can just be involved, amen? Because these are important things that are part of your growth in Christ, amen? I want you to know that God gave you a church so that you can safely use your gifts within it, amen? It's a good place for you to start. It's a good place for you to use your gifts and to see what God will do within you, amen? And I just want to thank God for his goodness and for all the things that he does within us, amen? And I thank God for how the Lord has structured things, amen? That we can have people, pastors and teachers and different people, the prophets and the evangelists and the apostles that are going to come. That's why we like to have Pastor Dosick come over, amen? Because he's the apostle of our church, amen? And when he comes, we thank God for that. And we thank God for his teaching and we thank God for what he does and how he ministers within us, amen? And I just want to talk about this for just a minute. In the book of James, chapter 5, and I'm going to read verse 14. It says, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray for him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. I want you to know something, that the house of prayer is established so that we can have a place of healing. Amen? And we thank God that there are things that we can face on our own and that we take on our own. And certainly we want to make sure that we're praying for people. Amen? We want to make sure that we're praying for people outside of the church and that we're walking in those calls and those giftings. But I also thank God that sometimes if we can't get there by our own faith, amen, the Lord has given us a place of safety where we can reach out and we can pray together and do things together, amen? Because sometimes we'll fight battles on our own and sometimes we need help, amen? And the church is established so that we can have a place to come for help. Amen. And I just felt that it was important today for me to just talk about the church and talk about the validity of the church. Amen. Because in today's world, you have so many people going this way and that way that there are some things that we just can't get away from. And this is the way God wrote it. Amen. I don't like to hear things adjusted by men. You know, I don't like it when men say, well, I got my own thing going on with God. And no, I don't go to church, but I love God. Well, I thank God that you do, but God said you should go to church. Hallelujah. God said that you got to come to church, amen, and that you got to be involved, amen, and that you got to listen when I preach the gospel, even if you don't like my little voice and it's a little squeaky to you and you don't like the way it sounds, so what? The Lord chose me for this, amen. And I thank God for your faith, amen. I thank God for your faith to put up with my squeaky little voice. But I tell you what, God has blessed us, amen. And I just wanted to give you thanks today as the body of Christ and just thank you for pressing into God the way God wants things done, amen. Because God expects you to come together, amen. And God looks forward to you coming together, amen. I tell you what, as much as I look forward to you coming through that door, God looks forward to you coming through that door even more so, amen? And he looks forward for you being who you are in Christ, amen? So I want you to know something, that thank God for your faith, amen? And I thank God for your faith that you'll come here. And sometimes there's just things that happen in the body of Christ that are important to know, that these things happen because someone came to church, amen? And I'm just going to read a story here in the beginning of Mark chapter 3, and it says that he, being Jesus, entered into the synagogue, and there was a man there with a withered hand. And they watched him whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him. And he saith unto the man which had the withered hand, stand forth. And he saith unto them, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days or to do evil, to save life or to kill? But they held their peace. And when he had looked around about on all them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he saith unto the man, stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored whole as the other. And the Pharisees went forth and straightway took counsel with the Hedrons against him, how they might destroy him. But what I want to point out is that the house of prayer is a place of healing. Amen. The sanctuary in the church is a place of healing, amen? And we see here that God has brought us together as a body of Christ so that we can be healed. The church is where we're going to grow and be strengthened, amen? The Lord says that when we're exposed to the gifts that he's put in the church for us, that we can come into perfection, and that doesn't mean being perfect people, but it means being complete in who you are, amen? It means that we can come into the completeness of being a strong Christian because we're open to hear God's way of doing things. Amen? Listen, I don't know why he chose me to preach to you, but he did. And when I preach a message, it's important. Amen? And there's something in it for you. Amen? And it's a part of what should be added to your day-to-day studies. Amen? And there's some things in here that I hope sometimes when I preach that you take notes or that something sticks with you and that you can follow up during the week because these things are good for your growth, amen? And the Lord wants you to be touched by them. And the Lord wants you to be touched by the things that we preach and say, amen? And so we're looking forward to the goodness of God, amen? And Jesus said that as you see the day approaching, assemble yourselves more times together, amen? So we want to make sure that every church service we can that we get to and that we are pursuing the Lord in everything that we do. Amen? Because pursuing of the Lord is important for our life. Amen? And the Lord wants us to always come together and be together. And I just thank God for each and every one of you. Amen? So I just want you to be blessed today. And I thank you for just being who you are. And I thank you for the goodness of God. And I thank God for his goodness. Amen? And this morning, I just want to open it up for a couple minutes just to see if you have any questions or Pastor Regina, if you have any input, I just want to open it up.
I think that we need to look at the body of Christ in two ways. And it is for all those things that you've said. But what we've made the body of Christ in the world, not here, but in the world, is a place of judgment. And it's been more judgment in here amongst fellow Christians than we have sinners judging because of actions or things that we're, because we forget we're all at different levels in different states of our walk with the Lord. Amen. When I was first saved, there were some certain things in my life that hadn't been cleaned up yet. And I'm thankful that those that have gone before me and were saved for years and were considered the elders didn't come and bash on my head because I wasn't walking the way they thought I should walk.
Amen.
Right? Yes, all of us should walk the way of the word. But there is a growth place in this.
Yes.
I'm not going to get saved and then I'm Jesus. I'm walking like Jesus, talking like Jesus. I'm still not completely walking and talking like Jesus, even though my heart cries for that. We're a process. We go from glory to glory. And so make sure that when you're the body of Christ and you're the family of faith, that we're lifting one another up, that we can challenge one another in the word. Iron
yes.
sharpens iron, right?
Yes.
But that we're not judging.
Amen.
You know, I watched something, and I believe, I know her name. She's a preacher, Joyce Meyer. She's been out there forever. I just couldn't think of her name. But she says, I want to talk about tattoos. You want to talk about tattoos? And they're all just sitting there. They don't really say anything. And she said, because I just got a new one. And she put faith on her foot. And she said, it reminds me to walk by faith. Huh. I wonder how many old people that kind of got old stirred up. Right? Because when I came into the kingdom, now I grew up with my parents saying, you're not ever getting a tattoo. So that's, and they weren't saved. Had nothing to do with anything other than they didn't like them. So it wasn't have anything to do with God. Now I don't have a tattoo because Phil won't let me get one. I just told him I want an arm sleeve. He said, no. So I'm like, okay. No, and I won't let that needle hitting into me. Let me tell you what, that's painful. Ain't doing it. Not doing it. I think they're awesome. I love those, but that's not the point. The point is, when I first came in, I know that tattoos were looked down on. That people dressing in any way except for a suit and a tie and a woman in a dress or dress clothes was looked down on. Be careful that you don't fall in a pharisaical view and care more about a law than you care about the mercy and grace of God to save a person.
Amen.
They walk in here with tattoos. We don't care. Like, I hate to even have these kind of discussions, right? Because why is it even a discussion? They're a person. Why aren't you just taking them like a race discussion? Why do I have to say I'm white and Phil's black?
Yeah.
Why do we have to do that? Listen, he's not lying. What's that? He is black right now. The guy went from like a dark caramel to midnight really fast. But why does that have to be a discussion in the church? Why do we have to tell each other you should love another race? Why do we even have to point out that there's other races? Aren't we the body of Christ?
Yeah, amen.
All of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
These are certain things that the body of Christ, as you're talking, Phil, and yes, like when I see people walk in, my heart just gets like, it's weird because I'm not emotional. Y'all know that. But it's like, oh, look at that. I love that. Like it just encourages and strengthens me.
Yes.
And I love it when I know that somebody's going through a rough time.
Yep.
But you can't see it on their face at all.
Amen.
You can't see it in their demeanor.
Amen.
You can't see it in how they're treating people.
Yep.
Because they're walking out their faith and they're loving you anyway.
Amen.
And they're listening to your problems and they're listening to what you want prayer for. And they're praying for you when they're really hurting. That's what a body is all about. Amen. We're not here to judge. We're not here to make you feel bad. We're not here to look down on you. We were all the same before we came in. Now, we did different sins, but were we not all sinners?
Yeah, amen.
Tell me which is the worst sin.
Amen.
Tell me. They're all sin.
They're all bad. That's
so
right.
What makes somebody think they're better than somebody else?
Yeah.
We're all equal. We're children of the living God. Now, I might be his favorite, but we're...
Very good.
Y'all
very
know
good.
I was joking on that. But we are. We're all children of the living God.
Amen.
Treat each other like it.
Yes.
Because there's Hallelujah. Nothing that I hate more than watching my two grandbabies fight each other. A real fight. And be mad and be manipulative towards each other. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
I can't. Why? Because they're siblings. Because they're supposed to love one another. They're yeah. supposed to want what's best for each other.
Yes.
And when you manipulate and can try to control somebody, no, not in my house. Well, I'm allowed to, though, right? No, no, not control nobody. No, I'm not allowed to. Marie says, oh, girl, I got some counseling that you need. But listen, God wants us to love one another.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't think that if it irritates me to see my grandbabies do it and I'm not God, that it doesn't displease God to see us do it?
Yeah.
You are mistaken.
Amen.
He wants us to be here for each other.
Yeah.
To pray for one another.
Hallelujah.
To lift one another up.
Yeah.
You don't have to be silent about your struggle, but so many people are silent about their
yeah.
struggle. And why are so many people silent about their struggle? And I'll bet you Marie could name it like this. Because they don't want people to repeat it. And they don't want it to become a joke later.
Yeah.
They don't trust you. They don't trust me to say what is bothering them, what their struggle is. They don't want to burden people, right? That's another one. I don't want to burden anybody else. But we are supposed to bear one another's burdens.
Right. The Bible says that we should confess our faults one to another so that we can be healed. And we're supposed to share those things as the body of Christ so that we can help each other out. Amen?
Amen.
And we want to make sure that we're doing those kinds of things. We want to really be there for each other, amen? And so we really want to be able to help each other. And like we said, growth is ongoing, amen? And so you got to have love and temperance for other people because they may not be where you're at. But it doesn't mean that they're not on their path and on their journey with God because they are, amen?
Amen.
And we want to be open to that.
And we need to have grace and mercy for them.
Yes.
Because what you give out, what you
is
sow,
what you receive.
Is what you're going to get. It's what
amen.
You're going to receive. It's going to what you're going to reap.
Amen.
And if you want grace and mercy from God, you better sow grace and mercy to your brother and your sister.
Amen.
Yes, sow mercy to your mother. Help him, Lord. I missed him. I'm telling you that God has so much for us. There's something we're getting ready to enter.
Yes.
Into something
Hallelujah.
Big.
Yes.
This body... Let's just be real. You can cut the cameras, please.